Now I'm going to call upon Ron Atkin.
Thank you, Rita. Ladies and gentlemen, the brush I'm going to paint with tonight is not going to be as broad as that given to you by Starhawk. I'm going to try to deal with, I think, the reason that compels most of us to come out on a stormy night to deal with what was really the worst act of terrorism in this century. And we have to ask, I think, as Canadians, certainly I've asked as a professional with some experience in the field, how did this happen? Will it happen again with any predictability? And what steps can be taken to prevent it from happening again? And I think we as Canadians have some responsibility within our own rules, the rule of law, statutes that are currently enabling police officers and security services and security communications establishments to try to prevent terrorist acts as best they can, not just within the confines of Canada, which is a small nation in terms of people, but a large nation in terms of geography and our juxtaposition with America. I believe, and I'll state unequivocally, that the events of last Tuesday occurred because of a failure of security. It's a security failure of security related to American security, failure of Canadian securities. We are complicit in the failure. Failure of many of our allies in European countries that in other instances, we have prevented acts of terrorism in Canada. Not always, but we have. There are planes that were meant to be bombed that were not bombed because of effective security work undertaken according to the rule of law. There's one plane that didn't have that same luxury, and that was a Canadian plane that departed from Vancouver in 1985 when I was chair of security intelligence, and that was a failure of security. When a plane was downed over the Irish Sea, carrying to the death not a large number of Canadians by Tuesday's tragedy, but nevertheless the largest single act of terrorism in Canadian history. And had another act of terrorism, the placing of a bomb in luggage that was headed for Narita Airport, had that bomb gone on when the plane was aloft, that would have been a second act. The same techniques sound familiar on Canadian soil, and we experienced that loss. Now, we have means at our disposal, without bombing people indiscriminately, without bombing countries, without sending in ground troops, we have means at our disposal in our legal arsenal to take steps to prevent this kind of act in the future. I would urge all of you, and I think there will be an opportunity as we become more familiar with the legal institutions and statutes that we have available, to look at the Canadian Security Intelligence Service and the statute which empowers them to do certain things, some of which are frightening, such as tapping phones, intercepting international communications, such as placing paid informers within groups to determine who should be perpetrating acts of terrorism. This is not a pretty business, but it is unfortunately going to become a necessary business, not just for Canada, but as part of the Western approach to dealing with acts of terrorism. I would suggest to you, before you hiss too loudly, I would suggest to you that this is a far more humane way to proceed than the indiscriminate bombing and sending in the military personnel in an uncontrolled way, which will do damage to innocent people. And I would suggest to you that the placing of interception on telephone lines and perhaps dealing with what is called as cyber terrorism, the interception of communications on the internet by those bent on mischief, that is the indiscriminate taking of lives in terrorist events, that is going to become, under our rules in North America, in the Western world, very much part of what lays ahead for us. Those of you who have looked at immigration procedures in this country will realize there have been some changes in the last year. Not all the changes brought in by the government, about to be proclaimed, are popular. But it's going to become more difficult to raise money within Canada to support terrorist causes. Those who have a terrorist background Those who have a terrorist background and want to immigrate to Canada are going to find themselves subject to some extraordinary procedures determined by an act of Parliament, Bill C-11, which was passed as part of the law of this country. Not popular legislation, but necessary legislation. And so what I'm suggesting to you is that as we look for remedies for preventing this horrible type of thing we have witnessed, we're going to have to accommodate changes. When we talk about rights of people to hearings, to advance notice, the rights to be free to associate, to be mobile within our country, all those cherished freedoms in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, we're now going to have to accommodate some small degree of limitations on those rights under the Charter as seen necessary. Under necessary.
Order, please. Order.
Necessary and justifiable. Necessary and justifiable in a free and democratic society. That is part of our law, ladies and gentlemen.
Order, please.
And if anything I do. As a practicing lawyer, as a person with experience in the security, intelligence, and immigration fields, is to make sure that we don't indiscriminately throw out our hard-fought rights and freedoms for some undetermined objective that will sort of make people feel better in the vengeance sense. I think there is a deterrent aspect here, but most important, there is a preventative aspect. And I would urge you to try to understand what is done in a professional way to prevent terrorist acts is part of what we can and will do with our allies in the United States and in Europe and in Australia and in Asia. And there is a consensus emerging internationally to take steps along this line. John Paul Yanni said it very accurately when he said there's no battle lines here in the geographic sense. But I want to tell you there are battle lines in terms of how one effectively deals with terrorists. So please try to keep an open mind as to initiatives of this sort, which are, I would suggest to you, far preferable to some of the acts of war that might be taken in retaliation. Thank you.